How are you feeling?
Excited, anticipating a return of what is the best saloon car racing in the world. So you can't be anything other than excited, because the show that comes to town, the quality of the teams, quality of the drivers is exceptional. And we've now hosted them for 30 years, and every year is different. Every year is exciting in its own way. And this year, no more so than the fact that they've gone hybrid. So it adds a new drama and excitement, and I think we're really geared up to another bumper event.
I think you've answered my next question perfectly, because I was going to ask about that 30th anniversary, and you've just spoken there about the evolution of the sport. So would it be fair to say this is like the crown and the jewel in terms of motorsport events for Knockhill, having the touring cars every year?
It's a joint. We're very lucky in the superbikes every year, and touring cars remarkably attract within a couple of hundred the same crowd. So from a spectacle point of view, superbikes is the very best of two wheels. Touring cars is the very best of four wheels. So we're lucky that we get two bites of the cherry, and both are world class, and they come to Fife, they come to Knockhill, and the fans love it, we love it, and the drivers love it, so can't wait.
Are we looking at similar crowds numbers this year to last year? Because I know that at this time last year we were just coming out of the COVID restrictions, but since then we've had relatively next to normal, if anything.
Last year we had literally just come out of gone beyond level zero, and we really didn't know the number that we were going to get, and we're delighted with the number that we had. But this year everything does seem to be back to normal. We've just seen best part of a third of a million people at St Andrews for the Open, a record crowd there. We had our biggest crowd for 9 years at the Superbikes recently, so it all bodes well, particularly with four Scottish drivers. It's great to see all four in the event. Three of them have been podium winners, and of course Gordon winning last time out at Croft. So the championship comes to Knockhill on a high, and a Scottish high, with Gordon winning at with Croft. The two Infinity drivers, Dexter Patterson and Aidan Moffat, are particularly Aidan. He's a contender. Rear wheel drive round here always goes well. Dexter's in his first year and still finding his feet, but it's all shaping up to be a cracking event.
But really, really good summer then as well for the venue, given you've just had the Superbikes and then the Colin McRae rally event, and now the touring cars coming up as well. So summer that you will no doubt welcome.
Absolutely. It's been a triple whammy. The Superbikes are and was brilliant. The McRae event, as a spectacle, in terms of having five world champions here, multiple British, European, Asian, Australian, British, Scottish champions, rally drivers here, it was remarkable. Sir Chris Hoy making his rally debut. And I think I've been here 3 decades now, and it was definitely in my top 10 of favourite events that I've seen ever at Knockhill. And touring cars is the last of the three big events. But we're going to be busy right through to November with our fireworks event. Coincidentally, on this year, it's on the 5th of November. So the season will peak with touring cars, but there's still a lot to come as well.
Busy, 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 even after the end of July.
Absolutely. Straight into bike meeting the following weekend. We've got four car race meetings still to happen. We've got Rallycross in October, and really the finale is the fireworks, which ironically is our fourth biggest event of the year in November. And I think just shows the variety of what we host up here, which there's something for everyone, really.
Absolutely, definitely. And in terms of, I know last year we were still in a bit of more of a precarious position because we were moving out of their COVID restrictions. But I imagine your message to fans coming up, like with the other events that have taken place this year, is just to be cautious, but to enjoy the spectacle.
Oh, absolutely. We're lucky. It's an outdoor venue. We've got 220 acres here. The crowd capacity is pretty significant. So even if we get a bumper crowd, there's still lots of space. Absolutely, be cautious if you're vulnerable or you know, sensitive towards COVID for whatever reason. Absolutely, that goes whether you're coming to Knockhill or going into town, going to Edinburgh, Glasgow. The same rules apply. But we've got the advantage here. It's open air, big wide open spaces, and you know, people will enjoy the event, you know, and see a tremendous spectacle.
Let's go back to the racing action, because obviously I was just saying there to Rory and Gordon, they're quite close to each other in the championship this year. How do you see the rest of the season panning out for both of them, as well as the other two Scots? Because there is a good handful of races still to go, even after Knockhill.
Absolutely. I think we're only halfway in the championship, and there's 75 points up for grabs. If you did a triple, and somebody like Gordon or Rory can easily do that at an event, the way the racing works. So for them, they probably need a good solid haul of points, Knockhill the following round, just to really get their campaign on underway. Aidan's a bit further back. Dexter is as I say, in his first season, so he's it's all about experience for him and just kind of finding his way and getting used to what a touring car is all about. He's not had saloon car experience before this year, but if Gordon and Rory can string two or three solid events together, you never wish ill of your opponents, but both Gordon and Rory have had DNFs, did not finish at events and came away without any points for two or three races, which dents your championship. But what goes around comes around. It's very rare that any driver can consistently score at every single event. So they need to score, they need to get podiums and consistently with them. And who knows, come October, it's everything to play for the championship.
Absolutely. Final question from me. How does hybrid change things in this sport this year? Because this will be the first Knockhill weekend where we'll get to see that in action for the touring cars.
I'll let you know after qualifying. certainly from watching it on TV and the feedback from the drivers it's a different element. They've got the hybrid boost button to press whenever they want during the course of a race. The higher up you are in the championship, the less boost you've got to kind of, it's a bit like horse racing. If you're further down in the championship, you get more boost to give you a boost, literally. So I think once the cars take to the track on Saturday, on the 30th, in free practice, we'll get an idea. The drivers themselves will be experimenting when to use it, and then with the three races that we've got, do you use it at the front beginning of the race to try and get a gap? Do you use it in the middle to consolidate a position, or do you conserve tyres and then go for it in the last 10 laps? I think that's the added interest and drama, ask me that on the evening of the 31st. But everything so far, the hybrid era is a new era. It's working. It's added a new drama, and it just shows how the championship has evolved to match and try and obviously pay heed to the environmental challenges that are coming. Because the hybrid is exactly that. We're all being encouraged to go hybrid and or electric, and touring cars with hybrid is actually leading the way in many respects. So it's great that that has been recognised and has added to the championship as well.
Brilliant. We're anticipating to see how that all shapes up. Enjoy and all the best for the event.
Absolutely. And if anybody's wanting to find out more information, obviously it's on the Knockhill website and tickets are available now and at the gate on both Saturday and Sunday as well.
Fantastic. I hope they get a good turnout.
Thank you.
Thank you.